From the air, you can see widespread flooding across Burma's most fertile rice paddy fields after the powerful cyclone pounded the Irrawaddy Delta. This region is called Burma's Rice Bowl, an area that accounts for one-third of the country's main food staple. Experts say it's too early to tell how much rice was lost, but they say the cyclone damaged the recent harvest and possibly the 5% still in the paddies. Commodity analyst Andrew Aronson of the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington monitors world rice production. He says the storm hit at a particularly bad time. Burmese farmers were to start planting the main rainy season crop, which accounts for 75% of production.
It hit at a very vulnerable time. They had just got in their dry season crop, and it was in probably temporary storage and invulnerable to a weather situation. And also they were trying to get their main season crop plant, which is very critical to that, because most of the rice that's produced in Burma is consumed in Burma.
The Agriculture Department states water from the storm can badly damage harvested rice. Even worse, the salty seawater that washed into many paddies can kill young plants and prevent planting in some areas. Aronson says damage to the crops could impact rice prices and availability.
Now, the storm hit at a time when rice prices were doubling and tripling in value around the world because of export restrictions that have taken place among the major exporters. And this is making rice availability to the importing countries, such as the Philippines and Nigeria, countries like that that import quite a bit of rice, making it very difficult for them to acquire their needs.
Aronson says Burma could have exported some of its crop this year. But now, he says, in order to avoid a massive food shortage, Burma's military leaders might be forced to import rice from other countries. The suffering the cyclone left behind is not only a humanitarian crisis, but experts say a major blow to the country's fragile economy. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.